If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four of our radio program recorded off terrestrial radio with limited commercial interruption just for you. The P1 that has gone out of the way into the podcast playground to download, to subscribe, to give us 5 stars on the podcast. We thank you for that. So is there a logical connection between Trevor Bauer's punishment and Deshaun Watson's pending punishment? Is the NFL going to dish out any kind of adjudication during the summer of 2022? Some saying yes. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Should Deshaun Watson missing the 2021 season be taken into consideration? We'll talk about all of that and more right now in hour number four. Here it is. Lawyers, they say the darndest things. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are alongside in the air everywhere as we keep a stiff upper lip coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and grandiosely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live. From the pond, just a little frog in a big audio pond, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods. So I could have led this hour with another NBA monologue. I decided not. I could have ranted and raved about golf, but I said, I'll leave that to those daytime shows. They're good at talking golf. Our lead this hour comes from the bread and butter of Sports Talk Radio, the National Football League. Some new details out on the creepy quarterback in Cleveland. He wasn't in Cleveland this weekend. He wasn't in Texas. He traveled down to the Caribbean. He was down hanging out in the Caribbean, having a grand time. Deshaun Watson. Now, his lawyer, Rusty Harden, the highfalutin Texas lawyer, right out of Central Casting. So Rusty Harden was recently asked whether or not the Trevor Bauer suspension from baseball will influence the discipline to Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you heard what he had to say or not. I'll assume the position that you have not. But Rusty Harden said that he hopes that Trevor Bauer's suspension will not impact Watson's punishment. It's likely what you expected him to say. After all, he is on the payroll for Team Watson. Quote, Harden said, I'm going to try to be an optimist and say it will have no effect at all, he snickered to a reporter, because it has no logical connection. No logical connection, close quote. Now, Harden grumbled that he believes NFL investigators will want to talk to Watson again, and he said he expects things to be wrapped up in a couple of months. Here we are in late May, and according to Harden, he's looking at late June or July for all of this to be wrapped up. So let us discuss. There's a lot of branches to this tree. So the question, is there a logical connection between Trevor Bauer and Deshaun Watson? So I've got Ace in the Hole, Cahoots, and Shovel. And we will line all of these things up, and we will knock them down like dominoes. All right, so to lead off, Deshaun Watson case will be decided, first of all, by the court of public opinion. That's the most important court for the NFL. They have their own kangaroo court. Roger Goodell is most concerned about not protecting the shield, but keeping the status of the shield. Therefore, we expect, all things being equal, that the NFL will side on extra punishment for the latest messiah of the Browns. And Rusty Harden is what's known as a biased witness. And there's a lot of wishful thinking on this one. Now, for what it's worth, he's not completely wrong on this. There's no logical connection. It's baseball versus football, apples to oranges. And Trevor Bauer, the meat of that case, was one woman who had a consensual relationship with Bauer from San Diego. And Watson had a harem of random amateur massage therapists from all over the United States. Now, Bauer got extra punishment because he has been a nuisance. He has been a pest for Rob Manfred, the spineless commissioner of baseball. That is an advantage to Deshaun Watson. If you compare them side by side, Deshaun Watson's ace in the hole is that he has not been meddlesome. He has not been a troublemaker, at least in the eyes of the NFL. Bauer was already in the doghouse for pointing out the many shortcomings of the leadership of professional baseball. Deshaun Watson has been living clearly a double life. Remember when he was at Clemson, he was like Mother Teresa. But it was like Mother Teresa in an adult film when he got to Houston. But he didn't badger Roger Goodell, and that's an advantage. Now, nevertheless, we firmly believe, though, despite that this comes down to street cred with the NFL's target audience. And they don't care about the meathead hardcore football fan. They stopped caring about that fan a long time ago. They got you in the back pocket, right? They don't care about that fan. It's all about the casual observer that doesn't really like football. Like, if the NFL goes limp on Deshaun Watson, then Roger Goodell will lose some of that clout with the hip progressive crowd he hangs out with in the Hamptons at those cocktail parties. And we would be very surprised if that happens. Now, furthermore, will the NFL, going forward here, dish out punishment? Will the NFL be dishing out punishment during the summer of 2022? As Rusty Harden said. So I am going to go N plus O, as in no. That would be a strategic debacle. I wouldn't put past Roger Goodell, but I say no. That's premature. We sell a pill for that. That's not going to happen. The NFL's got to wait. They've got to wait until all these cases are settled one way or another. You know that. I know that. Every man, woman, and child knows that's the case. Watson, now it's possible he could still write a check. He could get back from the Caribbean and say, you know what, I want to write a check. I was in the Bahamas, and I decided I want to write a check, and I want a big cartoon check for everyone. But it does appear that he is hell-bent to go to trial. It's his decision. He thinks he's innocent. Fine. But not just one trial, 22 trials. That all but guarantees that there will be some more revelations that will see the light of day that we have not found out about yet. And Rusty Harden, we know he has a vested interest in helping see this punishment handed out this season. Because Watson and the Browns were in cahoots. They conspired together. They collaborated to structure the contract in a way to limit the financial loss for Watson this season. Working in unison. The only way that, though, pays off is if Watson is punished the 2022 NFL season, not the 2023 season, or Cleveland would have to go back and cook the book some more and help Deshaun Watson out again. Now, parting shot on this. So, thumbs up or thumbs down, should Deshaun Watson missing the 2021 season be taken into consideration to soften the punishment? I've heard that story going around. So I go thumbs down. Thumbs down. And he was stuck, Watson, between the devil and the deep blue sea. And he was also holding a shovel on the beach there and digging his own grave in this one. Like, I don't have any empathy for Deshaun Watson. He created his reality there. He was clearly asking for trouble, and the Texans, as a franchise, they were unraveling. And Watson, people forget that even before this story came out, this is a big part of the story, Watson had demanded to trade from Houston. He said, I want out of here. And then after that, the poop hit the fan. So the purgatory heading to Siberia, he was the one that was in the engine of the train. He wasn't in the caboose. He was in the engine on the express train to Siberia. He didn't want to play in Houston. And nobody would trade for him, as it turned out, because of the litigation situation. Now, the NFL, though, this is the part of the story, much like Major League Baseball, all these sports leagues are fugazi. There's no level of consistency. You say, well, this is a precedent-setting case. Doesn't matter. There's no precedent. The NFL has a helter-skelter approach to these type of stories. They say, well, the world's changed now, so they have to punish Watson more. Well, really? I don't know about that. A few years ago, if you go back to the Wayback Machine, Zeke Elliott was in trouble. There was a situation in Columbus, Ohio, and the Cowboy running back was suspended for 6 games, but the evidence indicated that he was innocent. Didn't matter. The NFL, court of public opinion, the people that mattered to them, they had to punish Zeke Elliott. There were some texts, there were some voicemails that collaborated that Zeke Elliott's ex-lady friend there and a friend of hers were trying to extort Watson, or Elliott, rather, for a lot of money. And so they gave Zeke Elliott, even with evidence, and the NFL's own special counsel recommending no suspension, the NFL still punished Zeke Elliott 6 games. In this case, based on what I've read on the internet here, there's a lot more incriminating evidence against Watson. So what will Roger Goodell do? We've heard he's become a Mr. Softy now with punishment. He wants everyone to like him. We're going to find out, but I don't think we're going to find out sooner. I think we're going to find out later that this Deshaun Watson story is going to drag on and drag on and drag on, and that he'll be playing for the Cleveland Browns. Maybe he can moonlight and do some Brewers games and he can run in the sausage race for the Brewers, because we know he's been running his own sausage race around the greater Houston area there for a while. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. And if you would like to join us here, the lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can be part of the program. So straight ahead, we'll take your calls. Also, Later this hour, I'm thinking about time shifting it to an earlier window. Maller Militia Feud, part two of the Maller Militia Feud. We look forward to that. We have a fishy story, and what's up with the outfit man? We will get to all of that, and we will do it next.
Good morning, good morning. The best part of waking up, it's Ben Maller on the air.
Oh, well, thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Z-Y-N.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. Not all of them. Sometimes I sneak in a few here and there. He also makes sure that the show is running smoothly, and if it's not, he is the man to fix it. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Tigers got a big one, too, I think.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Tiger tapped out on the weekend there.
Yeah, he did.
Jet Fuel George says, bet on him. Remember, he called last week. He said, I bet on Tiger. How did that go?
Good call.
Yeah. Moving man Matt from the highways and byways of North America. He's got the mobile Maller billboard. I need some photos there. I got to get P1s to track down Moving Man Matt and get a photo in front of that truck. Says, fantastic A-plus Deshaun Watson monologue. He says, you really massaged that one. And F. Altuve, he says. Jay writes in, he says, Deshaun Watson about to take it. He says, the NFL commissioner will not provide Vaseline, he says. Interesting. Listener Kyle writes in, he says, I feel like I keep asking every week where Blair is. Has anyone heard from him yet? July 4th, he says, the Winthrop, Maine 5K race. Kyle's very excited about that. He would like to see Blair in Maine participate, but Blair has not called the show in several weeks. Rob in Vegas writes in, he says, solid monologue, Benny. I agree with you. There's little correlation between Bauer and Watson's situation. But, Ben, I need to give praise where praise is due. Another Watson monologue without running the gamut on all things that are sausages. I'm so proud of you. There's only one sausage reference. There's only one. Yeah, I can pull it off. I'm able. I don't have to talk about chorizo or the Italian sausage or the you name it. I'm fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We do have a game show coming up in a little bit. Let's say hello to the real Dale from Rosedale. Hello, Dale.
Well, good morning to you, my favorite overnight sportsman. I wanted to apologize for missing the battle with Alexis. I still won it. I just didn't know how to properly save the time or, you know, call in right. I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah. Well, normally you listen, and then when Alexis calls up and I bring it up, you call in right away. And then,
yeah. I did, but I could never get through.
Ah, all right. Well,
you are, which is good. The you planets know, that's will good.
Exactly, Dale. That means the show's somewhat popular, or we're slow at answering the phone. Either way, it's good.
Yes. Now, I have to say, besides that, I've never commented on Deshaun Watson, and I want to say that I think he made a huge mistake when he hired his lawyer. Considering what he's being charged with, I don't think he should have hired a lawyer named Harden.
That's a fair point. It's hard to disagree.
That was a mistake.
That's part of the reason he's in this trouble, Deshaun.
Yeah. And the other thing is, speaking of pricks, I would put Jimbo Fisher and his 600-word-a-minute speaking about absolutely nothing in that category because
well,
I think
you have a problem with sliced bread? What's wrong
with
despicable. Sliced bread?
Sliced bread. Let me find out where it comes from.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think as fast as he can talk, he don't say crap.
Right.
I mean, I think that actually this is the coach that coached, what was his name, James Winston?
James, the crab leg king of Florida State. Yeah, I got you.
Yes,
All right, Dale. Well, we'll leave it there, but thank you, buddy. The great Dale, the real Dale, not the fake Dale, the real Dale.
Writers who have said it and done it off sliced bread. It's despicable.
It is despicable. It is. Let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
T-6. Till my Return of Mallettown episode 42 will take place.
Well,
on
you
Saturday.
Just said it. You just said, wait, but hold on. You just promoted it last week. You can't every week. You.
I know. I know. It's going to be a little mistake, but the guests from the past episodes, except mine, will be go all the way. So don't worry.
All right, Marcel. Listen, I gotta ask you a question before we
it's
do this.
Labor Day.
It is Labor Day. That's right. All right. So Marcel, now J.J. Watt. He's you know who that is. J.J. Watt. You were familiar with him.
J.J. Watt is a football player.
Oh, you're so smart. All right. So J.J. Watt. Over the weekend, he said that he had issues with blank. What do you think J.J. Watt had issues with, Marcel?
Oh, he's going to be issues with all things social media like Twitter wars. Come on already.
So you think he had issues with a social media war?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. The social media war. What's he got? The Twitter, Facebook, anything?
Well, he is very active on social media. But no. J.J. Watt, this is amazing here, Marcel. I thought of you because I don't think you've ever had this food. J.J. Watt, according to himself, he reported the story recently that he went to the grocery store and he purchased over the weekend, you know, Saturday night, he got some scallops for dinner, and he cooked up the scallops, and then he ate them, and he realized that they smelled like ammonia. It was spoiled fish.
Are you out of your mind? Are you definitely out of your mind eating scallops?
He said, what do you think a scallop is, by the way? What do you think that is?
Scallops is for haircuts.
That is correct. Hairs, that is right.
For the eating ones.
That is correct. You're not supposed to eat a scallop. It's a haircut. Come on. Everyone knows that. But he said it tasted like ammonia, J.J. Watt. And he went on the internet, looked it up, and realized that you're not supposed to eat that because it's spoiled.
It doesn't belong to eating scallops. Not so familiar. But scallops is for hair, not for eating.
That's right. That's a drop. Okay. That's what I was hoping for. You gave me what I wanted, and I thank you for that. You gave me the thing I was looking for, and now we've got the thing I was looking for. Yeah.
Oh, yes, that is correct. But here is some very good news for you. Saturday, it will be Armed Forces Day, and I give you 5 armed service members to protect our great, great nation. Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Air Force. That is the bottom line, too.
What about the Space Force? What about them?
Oh, yes. The 6th member of our armed forces is joining us as well, too.
What about the fire department?
Yeah, what about the fire department? Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, that's for the New York's. That's for our nation's personnel for defending the firefighters, even the law enforcement who protect the communities who serve in our country
each and every day.
That's right. So,
now, if you were to join the military, which branch of the military would you join, Marcel?
Oh, the Marine Corps. That's expensive.
Why is it expensive?
Well, that's because if you got a job from the graduation from school and college, that you must be joining for the Marine Corps who will protect and defend the country so far.
Great point. Now, very expensive.
That's diarrhea. All right.
Please, hurry up. We don't have a lot of time. We must get to the bid. Hurry up. We have a game show, Marcel. We have to play this new game show.
Oh, yes. The Food Picks, too, is coming up with Justin
right
in
now.
Cincinnati.
Right
but right now, if you want to know what's happening in the world of sports, my man, Eddie Garcia, 20 years of Fox Sports Radio on the air, has some sports overnight made just for you to begin a brand new week. Eddie, happy 20th anniversary, my man. Take it away.
Thank you, Marcel.
He Bogarted the show, Eddie.
Well, that's what he does. That's what he does.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I think we're... Are we done with Marcel? Marcel, we're done with you.
Oh, I
yes?
should have threw it to Marcel. That's
no,
that's
you
mistake.
Threw it back to me. Oh, Marcel's
hey,
still there.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Once again, get ready for some food picks at a new dawn and a new day. We've got
Marcel,
oil days just around the corner.
It's 34 minutes past the hour, Marcel.
Yes, 34 minutes past the hour and a new dawn, a new day. Memorial Day is just around the corner. That's next Monday. So... Malam Militia, let's get into it. And the enemy within, Justin in Cincinnati, is back and better than ever on Fox Sports Radio. He joins us right now. Justin, good morning to you. What is your food pick from last night?
Well, I'm sorry to report. I think you're still hungry because you were supposed to have dinner with Wayne Gretzky, but he just blew you off or something.
Oh, no. Hey, Justin. That is
what?
Not the appropriate ones for the listeners. So this is not going to be a mixed match in it either. So that's not it.
All right, I'm going to go pizza.
All right. Oh, okay. No guesses.
All right, I'll go oodles and noodles.
Yes, you made it. That's okay. So stay tuned for that for some mixed match for it. Eddie.
Chef Boyardee.
Stop it, Ben.
Oh, put the mixed match in it, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Chef Boyardee.
All right.
Eddie.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm going to go Chef Boyardee.
Uh-oh, the 2 times for the 20th anniversary person. Woo. Roberto.
Chef Boyardee.
3 times.
I think you had Cajun chicken pasta.
Ah. Wrong.
Boo.
Mm-mm-mm. Not the mixed match. All right. Boo. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. Because our food pick from last night
hold
is...
Hold on. I don't have a seatbelt on yet.
Too dangerous for Eddie.
Our food pick from last night, it will be the four of us except for Coop de Loop. It's Chef Boyardee.
Delicious.
Yeah, I got that right, Eddie. First guess.
Healthy,
Chef
very healthy.
Boyardee.
And put the golden ticket on us, too.
Very healthy.
All right.
It's going to be very
no
healthy.
No salt in that at all. No sodium.
Yes. Just a reminder, at Drug Lake says the Malheur Militia feud must be big win for me at the opening act. What kind is that?
I have no idea what that is. All right. Thank you, Marcel. I must move. I appreciate that.
There's nobody else like him.
Yeah. Well, I was planning
and he's
on
all
doing
ours.
Number one.
You know how much Cowherd would pay us to have Marcel call the show? But we do not allow that. I'm sorry.
He's priceless.
Yeah, exactly. So I was planning on playing the Malheur Militia feud right here, but instead I'll play it in the final segment. So if you would like to play, it's the Malheur Militia feud. It is a new game. We debuted it last week. And if you would like to play, call right now at 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. Straight ahead, it's the Malheur Militia feud. I need two contestants, 877-99-ON-FOX. And that will take us to the rest of the hour. The Malheur Militia feud is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on The Ben Maller Show, 14,400 seconds each night, that's a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment. Thanks to podcasting, go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help the Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Is winning so important?
Listen, winning isn't everything. The only thing.
It's time for another Maller game show.
No, you're so dumb.
We surveyed 100 people. Name sports teams associated with losing.
The Lakers?
I believe the answer is the Clippers.
That is the top answer. 40 points. It's Malheur Militia feud.
Terrible, terrible open, but it is time for the Malheur Militia feud. I'm going to have a conversation with the imaging department at Fox Sports Radio as soon as they wake up. All right, Clippers, all right. It is time now for the Malheur Militia feud. Introducing caller Sean the Hood Guy all the way from Los Angeles. He's ready for action. He'll be playing against all the way from Tallahassee, Florida. We say hello to listener Sean, who is on his marks. All right, we will start the Malheur Militia feud. Now, I've got the question here. And I've got the question. You've got the answers. We're going to have some fun. And you know the way this works here. It's a rip-off version of another game. I forget which game. But 100 people were surveyed, and the top six answers are on the board. On the board, you have to try to find the most popular answer, and I'll give you the question here. Sean the Hood Guy, and we're going to go alternating. So, Sean the Hood Guy, you'll be first, and then, Sean, you'll go second. Hello, Sean the Hood Guy.
What's happening, homie? I'm here.
All right, you were excited about this game, yes?
A little bit, man. Kind of nervous. Seemed like I'm going to go to court in front of the judge or something, but go ahead, man.
No, you're fine. And Sean in Tallahassee, are you ready to go here, Sean?
Yeah, man, I'm going to kick his ass.
All right, that was Sean talking trash here. I don't know about that. All right, anyway, gentlemen, now you each have one lifeline. We're going to add a lifeline this week. If we're going to get Eddie and Coop involved. Roberto is not involved because he's got all the answers, and I have the answers. All right, so here we go. Again, 100 people surveyed, top six answers on the board. Try to find the most popular answer. Here's the question. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Beer.
Beer, that is on the board, yes. All right, that's 4 points for Sean the Hood Guy. Only 4 points, but that is correct. And let's go. I guess you got it right, so we'll keep going with you, Sean the Hood Guy. Go like that. Sean, again, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Car commercial.
That is on the board again. Yes, that is correct. And that was the number one answer. So you have now 32 points. No strikes against you. You keep going until you get an incorrect answer. Sean, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Sports gambling.
Gambling. Now, that does make a lot of sense, but that is not On the board, not on the board. So they got to update this. But, all right, let's go over now to Tallahassee. He's guaranteeing a victory. Sean in Tallahassee, you are up. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. Top six answers on the board. Now the top four left, four of the six answers.
How about soda?
Soda. No, not on here. Not on here. Sorry about that. Let's go back to Sean the Hood Guy. I just realized it's Sean versus Sean. I just realized that. All right, Sean the Hood Guy.
Okay, maybe a sports memorabilia.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Roberto? I don't know. I think you got the answer. No? Okay, Roberto says no. He's the judge. He says no. And back to the other Sean in Tallahassee, Florida, the capital of the Sunshine State. Sean in Florida, do you have an answer here, Sean?
Restaurants.
All right, that is correct. That's your first correct answer, Sean in Tallahassee. Good job. That is worth nine points. 9 points on that. And you keep going, Sean in Tallahassee.
How about movies?
All right. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. You say movies. Let's find out. Roberto, is that on the board? No, that is not on the board. Back to Sean the Hood Guy.
What about potato chips?
That's very specific. Potato chips. Is that?
Ah, man.
No. All right. Fortunately, on this game, we don't have just three strikes. We'll go back to Sean in Tallahassee. You guys each have a lifeline if you want. If you want to use it, Sean in Tallahassee.
Yeah, let's go ahead and use it.
All right, what do you want to go to, Eddie or Coop?
Don't let me down, Eddie.
All right, Eddie, name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. We already have, what do we have? We have car, truck, right? We have that on there, the number one answer. And what else do we have? We have beer. Yeah.
I mean, this is really generic, but I'll try and go generic. Food?
Roberto, I think that does count. Yes, restaurants.
No, we had restaurants already. He said restaurants.
Did he say restaurants?
That was one of the correct answers.
So that doesn't count. It's already taken. Sorry, Eddie. You're off the... All right, bad job by you. Let's go Sean the Hood Guy. We got three answers left on the board.
Cool. Wait, let me pick the homie Coop for a line, man.
All right, Coop. Sean the Hood Guy would like your help here. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. We've got a car, truck...
Hair product.
Hair product. Is hair product on the board, Roberto?
Oh.
No. All right. This is much hard. Who knew this would be so hard? We're on a sports radio station. Who knew this would be so hard?
I see those Just for Men commercials all the time.
I think that's on our show. I think that is. Anyway, all right. Where are we going? Back to Sean in Tallahassee. We reached the stalemate here as these guys are at loggerheads. They both use their lifeline. And, again, just think about things you would see advertised watching a ball game on TV, a baseball game.
Well, just so you know, I used my lifeline, and I had already said restaurants, and he said food. So
that is a good point. That is a fair point. So you feel like you've been robbed, Sean, in Tallahassee.
No, I don't need my lifeline. I'm still going to win.
Okay, very confident. Now, there are some big answers on the board here. There's two big answers left.
How about clothing?
Oh, Roberto, I think
that works.
That would apply. Yeah. That is correct. All right. The second answer on the board was baseball equipment / jerseys. That would qualify as clothing. And so 26 points. And I believe you take the lead with that if we're going by total points on the board. And Sean in Tallahassee keeps going here. You're listening to the Maller Militia Feud. We've got Sean the Hood Guy in Los Angeles and another Sean in Tallahassee, Florida. And the Maller Militia Feud. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game. The two answers are left on the board. We started with the top six, but two answers are left. And Sean in Tallahassee, keep going. You got the lead here.
Let's go with travel.
Yeah, that's a good one I thought would be on the board. Is it on the board, Roberto? No, it's not on the board. It is not on the board. All right. And we go back to Sean the Hood Guy. Now, there's one category here that's worth 6 points, which I think I see all the time when I'm watching a ball game. Right, Roberto? Correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, you guys should get that one.
Well, I'm going to think something like a Nike commercial, Adidas, or something like that commercial.
Like a sporting – I mean, that would qualify as like equipment, though, like or jerseys. That we already had that. So, no. Back to Sean in Tallahassee. Think about it. Think about things you see. When I'm watching a baseball game, I don't go more than two innings without seeing a commercial for something. Keep it as generic as you can. Don't go specific because it is the Maller Militia feud. But Sean in Tallahassee, you want to give it a shot here? This is an advertiser that spends a lot of money on television and a little bit on radio as well. It's a category.
I think I know it.
I know it.
I think your clue confused me more.
All right, well, Coop says he knows it. So if you want to, I don't know. He's already used his lifeline, but Eddie gave the answer he gave. So I don't know. Should we give him another lifeline? I don't know how that works.
No. Okay. Let's just say sports betting.
We already had that answer. No.
Damn it.
It is still
run out
not
of clues.
Sports betting. All right, Sean the Hood Guy. What do you got here, Sean?
What about Discovery?
Oh, Discover. No, we're the ones that do all the Discover
it's Discover, not Discovery.
All right, we're out of time.
Viagra.
Yeah, medication. Yeah, would have been right.
How about insurance?
But Sean in Tallahassee comes back. The other answer was tickets to a ball game. Tickets to a ball game. So Sean in Tallahassee comes back. He wins the Maller Militia feud.
Got a murder. Got to go.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.